91X News.
It's zero and mainly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Stark. A new bill has been introduced into Ontario legislature, which would make sure that all soccer posts are secured to the ground. QNET News reporter Lindsay Heron has more.
The family of Garrett Mills of Napanee is trying to prevent another accident, like the one that killed their 15-year-old son. Last May 12th, Garrett was playing soccer with friends at King Street Park in Napanee. He was hanging off the net by the crossbar, and the net tipped over and hit his head, killing him instantly. Last week, Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith and Kingston and the Islands MPP Sophie Kivwala brought forward Garrett's Legacy Act. This bill is calling for all soccer nets to be secured. Indoor nets would be fastened to a wall or held down by weights. Outdoor nets would have to be attached to the ground. The act has two more readings before it is passed. Lindsay Heron, QNET News, Belleville.
A father of a Quebec team who committed suicide last week after alleged bullying wants stricter provincial guidelines for how schools deal with intimidation. Martin Dufour says his 15-year-old son, Simon, was bullied in primary school, with the taunting extending into his time in secondary school. Dufour welcomes a police investigation into his son's death.
There's too many questions that won't never get any answer. So I want to do something to be done, the school to move a little bit, to do something. And if there are people that were bullying Simon, I want them to be processed the full length of the law.
A spokeswoman for Longueuil Police say their investigation into the boy's death is ongoing and investigators are interviewing people to get a better idea of what happened, including whether bullying was a factor. An Indigenous man says he's sick of being trailed every time he shops at Giant Tiger in Regina. Here's part of his recording made at the store last week.
Hey, there's more brown people in your store. You should follow them too. Yeah, that's cool. Look at every time I come here. Every time I come here.
Giant Tiger's head office apologized to Big Knife and says the loss prevention employee has been suspended. Big Knife says he wants a direct apology from the North Regina store and better training for its employees. Approximately 244 people will lose their jobs as 35 newspapers across Ontario will be closing in the near future after a deal today between Tor Store Corporation and Post Media Network. The deal saw the two companies exchange a total of 41 Ontario newspapers. Post Media acquired 24 publications from Torstar, including the Belleville News, Quinte West News, Central Hastings News, Frontenac Gazette, and Kingston Heritage. Post Media will be closing 22 of the papers. The two that will remain open are the Extra Times Advocate and the Extra Weekender. Torstar acquired 17 newspapers, including Northumberland Today and the Peterborough Examiner. Coburg-based Northumberland Today is among the 13 of those that will be closed. According to Metroland, closures are due to failing advertising revenues. The four papers that will continue to run through Metroland Media are the Wellington Tribune, Peterborough Examiner, St. Catharines Standard, and Niagara Falls Review. Telefilm Canada says more than 50 films will now be funded each year by a program to bolster emerging talent, which is double the number of projects previously supported. The changes will also see automatic second feature financing for filmmakers who produce internationally recognized first features. The moves are part of a change to the talent fund supported by Micro-Budget Productions Program. Telefilm says the five-year-old program will be renamed the Talent to Watch Program. Other changes include help for successful short film makers graduating to feature films and new designated partners to better reach creators for all regions and encouraging diverse participation. Telefilm says it will unveil more details Tuesday during its annual public assembly at Toronto Ryerson University. The Canadian Pacific Railway's 19th annual holiday train makes another stop in Belleville this year on Tuesday morning to raise food and money for local banks across Canada and the U.S. Musical performances for this year's event will be Colin James and Emma Lee. The train will stop in Belleville from 9:15 a.m. for 30 minutes just west of the storage facility on Keegan Way. It will make another local stop in Trenton at 10:30 a.m. And the final local stop will be in Brighton from 11:45 a.m. until 12:15 p.m. The annual Christmas tree drive in Belleville will be lighting up lives this holiday season. The organization gives trees and Christmas decorations to families who would otherwise not be able to afford the full Christmas experience. You can donate your gently used artificial trees and decorations until December 13th and be dropped off at 199 Front Street on Mondays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stay tuned on QNET News for more information on this. And Britain's Prince Harry says he and American actor Meghan Markle hope to start a family in the future. Harry says one step at a time when asked about plans for having children. In the couple's first joint interview, Markle says that as naive as it sounds, she had no idea how intense interest would be in her relationship with the prince. She says she feels welcomed by her soon-to-be in-laws.
The family has been great, and over the past year and a half, we've just had really nice time getting to know them and progressively helping me feel a part of not just the institution, but also part of the family, which has been really, really special.
Markle says the couple faced a lot of mistruths as she quickly decided not to read any press reports about them. That's QNET News on 91X 2406. Sports is next.
When it rains at night, do you lie awake worrying about your basement? A flooded basement can be a financial disaster, but we can protect you. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. Overland Flood is a new coverage available to homeowners. Whether water comes in through your basement windows, the floor, or the walls, we will build the right coverage for your home. Learn about Overland Flood coverage at Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Stark with QNET Sports. The American Hockey League announced today that Dylan Storm, forward for the Tucson Roadrunners, has been chosen for the CCM AHL Player of the Week. Storm notched 4 goals and 4 assists for 8 points in 3 games, helping bring Tucson to the top of the Western Conference standing. Toronto FC's Greg Vinnie has been named Major League Soccer's Coach of the Year. The 43-year-old formed U.S. international receiver just over 37% of votes by MLS team officials, players, and media. Toronto earned a league record 69 points this season and will play for a second straight berth in the MLS Cup final Wednesday against visiting Columbus. A person familiar with the deals tells the Associated Press that the Texas Rangers have agreed to a contract with free agent pitcher Doug Fister. The right-hander will get a one-year deal with a $3.5 million base salary plus potential incentives and a club option for 2019. Fister was 5-9 with 4.88 earned running average in 18 games with Boston last season. The former head of South American Soccer is appealing extradition to the United States, where he is wanted on charges of receiving millions in bribes in exchange for marketing and TV rights to tournaments. Nicholas Leos headed South America's soccer governing body from 1986 to 2013. The 89-year-old quit after acknowledging he received $130,000 in payments from a former marketing partner of FIFA. Closer to home, the puck dropped at 2 p.m. this afternoon for the Trenton Golden Hawks to take on Burlington Cougars. As they enter their third period, the game is tied 2-2. Max Ewitt scored the Hawks' first goal in the first period, followed by Sean Billy with the second goal in the second period during power play, assisted by Caleb Bowen. Coming up on Wednesday, North York Rangers will be facing off against Buffalo Junior Sabres at Harbour Center. And Thursday, we'll see the Markham Royals go against the Kingston Voyagers at the Invista Center. Oakville Blades will be playing Newmarket Hurricanes at Tweeny Rink 1. And in St. Michael's, the Milton Ice Hawks will be facing the Buzzers. The Trenton Golden Hawks play Coburg Cougars on Friday at Duncan Memorial. Friday, we'll also see the Wellington Dutes face off against the Whitby Fury in Wellington. The Picton Pirates will take on Amherst View Jets this Thursday with the puck drop at 7:30. And on campus, the Loyalist Lancers women's basketball team hosts Algonquin Thunder Tuesday, November 28th at 6 p.m. They then play the St. Lawrence Vikings Friday night in Kingston, followed by the Lancers men's basketball team. The Lancers women's volleyball team will also be on the road Friday night when they head to Fleming College to play the Knights at 6, followed by the men's volleyball team at 8 against the Fleming Knights. BSNs have two home games this week when they take on the Lavelle Rockets Wednesday at 7 p.m. The team then hosts the Toronto Marlies on December 1st. Send us your team or league scores by emailing qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is mainly sunny with a high of +1 tonight, a few clouds with a low of -5, with the temperature rising to +3 by morning. Tomorrow looks mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness in the late afternoon. At 4:11, it's 0 degrees outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Vanessa Stark. News on 91X next at 5.